following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome, everyone, back to Answers for Elders Radio. And we're back here with Daphne. Yay, Daphne's here. I love doing this hour with Daphne because we just kind of flow together and it's great. And but we're going to talk today, and I think this is something that's kind of a joint thing because there's some dramatic statistics out there of families that what is the cost of senior care, elder care, when it comes to, you know, we're going to save money and bring mom and dad home and, you know, husband or wife are going to stay home and take care.
And especially after our last segment was just talking about the cost of care mm-hmm. with very wide ranges.
Right.
But if any of you got like scared and said, oh my gosh, we don't have that kind of resources, sit back, relax. There's mm-hmm. a way to figure everything out.
Right. Good point. And mm-hmm. that's very good. On the other hand, I'm going to throw out some statistics to our listeners and certainly, you know, I'm should know the exact sources, so I might be a little off, but I'm going to make sure that I get them out anyway. And number one, did you know that the average family caregiver spends $5,500 per year on out-of-pocket costs directly related to their caregiving of their loved one? That may mean purchasing medications. It may mean grocery shopping. It may mean gasoline. It may mean any sort of things like that. On the flip side, the average caregiver, about 40% of you out there lose their jobs. 40% job loss, and that's according to the National Alliance on Caregiving. And that equates to loss in pension, long-term care benefits, Social Security, all different types of things that can affect you in your later life to the tune of an average of about $500,000 of income in your lifetime. Mm. Now, that really is overwhelming and it's powerful. And it's powerful to understand that, matter of fact, in our Sage Advice newsletter this month, one of the feature articles that I personally wrote is "Don't Give Up Your Life." No matter how much I, you know, talk to families, they say, well, I think I'm just going to stop working and I'm going to, you know, take care of mom and dad because we, quote unquote, can't afford care. And what happens is inevitably is you need to understand how this affects you as an individual, as a family member. So Daphne, tell me a little bit I guess, what do you feel about all this?
I hear all of that as well. I frequently hear daughters say, well, maybe it's something that I can, you know, work part-time or cut mm-hmm. back on my job or mm-hmm. quit my job, and I'll have mom and dad move with me. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, situation is such that I can move in with my parents. You know, that'll help everybody in everybody's situation. Initially, that may sound like a perfect fit, and it may feel like it's the best economical fix. Mm-hmm. It is not.
No.
It is not the best economical fit. So what I see also in my job is children who have done that with a previous family member, and now they're on family member two or three, you know, mm-hmm. an aunt or, mm-hmm. you know, mom or dad, whoever they helped, and they're like, I can't do it again. Just right. on an emotional level. Let's just go back
it's
to that. At the beginning of the hour, we talked about mm-hmm. the emotional piece, which is completely overwhelming, completely loses yourself, your being. I don't care if you think of yourself as Mother Teresa and you have this heart
exactly.
of gold and your natural personality is to be a caregiver and you love to give of yourself. There will come a time when you are burned out.
There will be.
There's also the piece, please hear me, it's different being a caregiver for someone who's not a family member than someone who is a family
Amen.
Member.
Amen. Thank you for saying that.
Oh, it is so important because those people, you're familiar with each other. You take risks with each other. You let the bad side of you show up. You lose your patience on both sides
and
of the
I
equation.
I was going to say, you're going to get the brunt of that.
Frustration.
Well.
Yeah. It goes both ways. It's not just you, the caregiver. It's the other person, too, that's, you know, mm-hmm. you're the daughter and I can be and say whatever I want because mm-hmm. you're my daughter and mm-hmm. you're safe. So the emotional toll is great. The financial toll sneaks up on you. Because I also have daughters that are done caring for someone, and they go, how do I get back into the workforce? The son
especially
who says,
when you've been out of it for 3 years.
Yes.
Technology is advanced, or whatever the average, I think it's 2.5 years is the average time frame. That's a lot in this work world. And a lot happens in 2.5 years, mm-hmm. no matter what kind of industry you were in, because of the advances in technology.
Yeah, it all plays together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really stuck on this emotional piece, but you are going to feel lost.
Very much so.
You're going to feel lost. How do I even, where's my resume? How do I update my resume?
And what do I do to explain this 2.5 years? And I really believe that caregiving changes you as an individual. I know because I pretty much lost everything in my life. I kind of was at the end of when my mother passed away. All the things you're saying, absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
But did I want to go back to doing the same thing that I did before? It was like there was something that it was not jiving for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was this loss of now I got to start over again because I really wasn't qualified to do the work anymore that I was doing. Plus, I was older. And of course, hate to say it, but age discrimination in the workplace very much exists.
Mm-hmm.
So you got that piece too. Yeah. So absolutely, Daphne.
So it's think twice before you think of yourself as that primary caregiver, especially when it's motivated from a financial point of view.
Mm-hmm.
When you think you're going to be saving money or it's our only option, I hear that a lot. There's no other option. Yes, there is. Let's find it. Let's
mm-hmm.
explore it. We're talking about that time when we don't know what all the assets are or how to maximize the assets of an estate
mm-hmm.
or
what resources are available.
Right.
So, you know, Daphne, you're the person, you're such the best friend of a family caregiver, a loved one. And, you know, you guys pretty much service everything, like you said, from Olympia up to Anacortes.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell us a little bit about how you would work with families.
Again, we come and meet with you. The first meeting is about an hour and a half. Just that's it. It's an hour and a half. And we get to know each other as people.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to know what makes your family tick. Why are we in the situation that we are in now on a health level.
Mm-hmm.
It might be mom or dad, you know, are real stubborn about what they want to do. Where did that
mm-hmm.
come from?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean to them
mm-hmm.
to leave their home? Because we're motivated to make decisions based on our emotional meaning that
mm-hmm.
we give things.
And sadly, finances, sometimes we think we have the answers and we really don't.
No. So there's sometimes something called aid in attendance. That's
mm-hmm.
through the VA. So that if someone has served during wartime at least one day, has an honorable discharge,
mm-hmm.
a minimum of an honorable discharge, and right now the financial threshold of that is to having about $125,000 or less in assets,
mm-hmm.
Not including your home.
Right.
So that's something that still a lot of people don't know about. And
absolutely.
The benefit for a spouse to a veteran is about $1,300, and the benefit for the veteran right now is about $1,900.
And that's per month?
Per month. Mm-hmm.
That
and
is
so
awesome.
That's something that we can add to the coffers. We learn about how to have someone, you know, if they're widowed or a widower, how do we use their home value if they're still
mm-hmm.
in their home? How do we maximize that?
And the other thing, will the home serve them? Huge issue.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a lot of stairs or in, you know, it's not easy to get in and out. These are all considerations to think about. If mom or dad are going to stay home and I'm going to take care of them, or they're going to move in with me and all of a sudden you have to climb up two flights of stairs, that
mm-hmm.
may not
It's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's
yeah.
just not going to
no.
work.
No.
Because accidents happen
mm-hmm.
and our health thing, I've talked about that on other segments. Mm-hmm. It creeps
or
up on all
of us. The bathroom might be too small.
Yeah.
And a small bathroom might be fine for you. But for example, if mom or dad have a walker or they need help to, you know, grab bars to get pulled up, you have to have enough square
space.
Footage and space for them to negotiate to move around. Or that's a fall hazard.
Yep, absolutely. So, you know, the finances, are the driving point, but we're getting back to the emotional piece all
right,
the time.
Right.
And so to be making that phone call to, you know, Pinnacle or that third party people, the referral company that can help you know what questions to ask. You know, let's talk about the other side that, you know, we don't want to use mom and dad's estate. They highest value for them is they want to leave it to the kids. That's another issue. Valuable, respectful, certainly should be honored. But at the same time, quality of life for everyone is really important. And
absolutely.
I personally feel like that's more important than the old almighty dollar.
I agree.
Those are hard conversations to have within a family when there's multiple opinions about how things happen. It can go to, well, this is their wish. Let's honor mom and dad. Or it can go to, I'm fine. I don't need their money. Don't want their money. They earned it. They should spend it on themselves. And that I see is when a third party is very valuable to be able to have somebody talk about the elephant in the room.
Well, and I think too, Daphne, what you're saying is to understand really how the assets will play out in the future. Because, you know, your mom or dad might have so much in assets that might get exhausted fairly quickly, but you realize down the road now that there might be a time when two years down that they're going to run out of money and they're likely to outlive that.
Right.
So in the next segment, I know we're going to come back and talk about how do you project that out, I think, a little bit and really understand a little bit about how to look to the future, I guess.
How to plan for that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And what communities can work with that, and we're talking about converting to Medicaid.
Right.
And being able to still maintain the quality of life. Still stay in the same community that you're at. We'll talk about that.
Awesome.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com.